This is our consular prayer for the month of June. Be blessed as you become involved in this time together.
Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine.
Well, dear hearts, this is our concert of prayer for the month of June. Our nation needs prayer. Billy Graham once said that if God did not judge America, he would have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. So we're going to go before the throne of God in intercessory prayer on behalf of the kingdom of God and this nation. Our very first item we're going to pray asking God to initiate a move of the Holy Spirit, separating the wheat from the tares in this day in the life of the church. You got it? We're going to pray, asking God to initiate a move of the Holy Spirit, separating the wheat from the tares in this day in the life of the church. Let's pray that right now. our holy and righteous Heavenly Father. Father God, we come before your throne on behalf of the kingdom of God and the bride of Christ in the nations of the world today. Father God, we see compromise. We see compromise at every level in so many instances. And Father God, we see a tendency towards political correctness in the body of Christ. Father God, we're asking you for a move because of this lukewarmness that's in the church. And Father, to the church of Laodicea, you said, "You make me sick to my stomach." And if the church at Laodicea made you sick to your stomach, I cannot imagine what segments of the church of today in the United States of America may be in your sight. You said to them, "I will spew thee out of my mouth." And Father God, we have capitulated in too many instances. We've become too politically correct, Father God. Father God, we have compromised the Word of God in too many respects. When I say we, I mean that expression of our society that calls itself the church. And yet, Father, we understand that the bride of Christ, the body of Christ on earth today, is the blood-bought, blood-washed people of God. And yet, Father, we find that even in their ranks, we find, Heavenly Father, a diminishing of commitment, diligence. So we're asking you, Father God, for a move of your Holy Spirit, separating, if you will, the wheat from the tares in this day in the life of the church, and bring us renewal, bring us revival, we pray, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. Our second item, we're going to pray asking God to diminish the membership and finances of those expressions of the religious community that are compromised in the Word of God. Notice I said community. We're going to pray asking God to diminish the membership and finances of those expressions of the religious community that are compromising the Word of God, because not all in the religious community are a part of the bride of Christ. Not all in the religious community are part of the body of Christ. No, the church is made up of those who have been born again, purchased by the blood of Christ, indwelt by the Spirit of God, and that is who we're talking about right now. We want God to diminish the membership and the finances of those expressions of the religious community that are compromising the Word of God and not necessarily members of the church, not necessarily members of the body of Christ. They express a religious commitment, but what they embrace, what they say, what they do is diametrically opposed many times to the Word of God. So we're going to pray asking God to diminish the membership and finances of those expressions of the religious community that are compromising the Word of God. We want God to bring out those who have been truly born again. We want Him to bring them out of those religious organizations and strengthen the church. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father God, we continue coming before your throne, asking you to do what only you can do. Father God, we're asking you to diminish the membership and the finances of those expressions of the religious community that are compromising the Word of God. Father, we're asking you to move. There's been so much compromise, Father, under the guise of political correctness. And Father, we know where it's all headed. We've read the last chapter. We know what the Word of God teaches. We know that eventually there will be a one world church. And we know that eventually that one world church will be headed up and ruled by an agent of Satan, almost Satan incarnate, perhaps Satan incarnate. But Father God, we're coming before your throne and asking you to diminish the membership. Father, draw out of those organizations, draw out of those religious organizations within the religious community, those that are true to you. And Father, while you're at it, diminish the membership, diminish the finances of those expressions of the religious community that are compromising the Word of God. And Father, within the confines of some of those organizations, there are those that you know will eventually give themselves to you. They will be born again, adopted into your family, and they will become your children. And we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit right now, asking you, Father God, to diminish the membership and the finances of those expressions of the religious community that are compromising the Word of God. Father, purify, refine, bring correction. We pray and ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're going to do. Our third item, we're going to pray asking God to initiate a move of His Holy Spirit, purging, purifying, and removing the agents of Satan in denominational leadership positions. It's obvious they're there, folks. When we look at some of the compromise, when we look at some of the concessions that the religious community is making to Satan and to the satanic kingdom, it's obvious that there are agents of Satan in positions of denominational leadership in the nations of the world. So we're going to pray now. Folks, we're asking God to purge. We're asking God to purify without apology. Without apology, we're asking God to purge, purify, and refine. So we're going to pray now, asking God to initiate a move of His Holy Spirit, purging, purifying, and removing the agents of Satan in denominational leadership positions in the nations of the world. Let's pray that right now. Father God, Lord, we continue coming before your throne, and we're asking you, Father God, to initiate a move of your Holy Spirit, purging, purifying, and removing the agents of Satan in denominational leadership positions. Jesus, when you were on earth, speaking to the religious leadership of the day, you said you're of your father the devil, and the works of your father you will do. That hasn't changed, Father. As you well know, we still have those who are in positions of religious leadership who are themselves children of the devil. Satan is our father, and the works of their father they will do. So we're asking you for a move. We're asking you to initiate a move of your Holy Spirit, purging, purifying, removing the agents of Satan in denominational leadership positions, Father, in positions of religious leadership. Father, many of these men, women, who are the children of Satan, agents of Satan, Father God, they're in positions, they've worked themselves into positions of authority and influence within the denominations. And Father God, we're asking you to purge. We're asking you to purge and purify those denominational positions and remove the agents of Satan. Reveal them for what they are. And then, Father, while you're doing that, draw out of those religious organizations those who are truly born again, those who are children of the Most High God, purchased by the blood of Christ. Grant that they will not be a part of that religious organization, but rather will come out and associate themselves and identify themselves with the body of Christ, the body of Christ on earth today, the church. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, please do it, Lord. Please do it. Our fourth item, we're going to pray, asking God to speak frustration, confusion, and division on all the leadership of organizations that are agents of Satan. Because, folks, he has an array of organizations around the globe, and yet they really represent Satan and Satan's agenda. And they're found in the economic realm, the political realm, the religious realm. They're found in different levels of government in different nations of the world. So we're going to pray. We're going to pray, asking God to speak frustration, confusion, and division on all the leadership of those organizations that, in fact, are agents of Satan. Now listen to me carefully. I want you to pray this way. I'm praying it. We're going to ask God to speak frustration, confusion, and division on all the leadership of organizations that are in fact agents of Satan. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Lord God, your word warns us of the wiles of the devil. Father, we understand that Satan has a strategy. He wants to advance the kingdom of darkness in the nations of the world. He wants to advance the kingdom of darkness in every expression of life in the kingdoms of the world. So we understand, Father, he uses different organizations. He uses different approaches. He uses different races. He uses different people. So, Father God, we don't know who they are. You know who they are. So we're asking you, Father God, to speak. We're asking you to speak frustration, speak confusion, and speak division on all the leadership of all the organizations worldwide that are in fact and realistically the agents of Satan. Father God, raise up those within those nations that will lift up their voices like a trumpet and cry out against the sins of the house of Jacob. Raise up those in this hour, in this day, in the life of those nations that you can use to speak frustration, confusion, and division on all the leadership of all the organizations that are in fact organizations of Satan. They're controlled by agents of Satan. Father God, you're the only one that can do this, but we come before your throne in the name of Jesus asking you to speak frustration, confusion, division on all the leadership of all the organizations in the nations of the world that are in fact agents of Satan. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Our fifth item. We're going to pray asking God to penetrate the darkness and deception of those religious organizations that have misrepresented and are misrepresenting the gospel. You got it? Folks, it's prevalent. In the nations of the world, it's prevalent. So we're going to pray, asking God to penetrate the darkness and the deception of those religious organizations. They're not part of the church. The church is a blood-bought, purchased people of God, the bride of Christ. But no, these are satanic organizations. I realize this is strong medicine, but it's time we prayed strong medicine. We're going to pray asking God to penetrate the darkness and deception of those religious organizations that have misrepresented the gospel and are misrepresenting the gospel. Let's pray that right now. Father God, we continue coming before your throne in this concert of prayer, interceding on behalf of the kingdom of God in the nations of the world. And Father God, we come at this time asking you to penetrate the darkness and the deception of those religious organizations that have misrepresented the gospel. These are those organizations that have been sponsored by, fathered by, if you will, Satan himself. Father, we're told there are 4,000 expressions of religion in the nations of the world. And yet in all those 4,000 expressions of religions in the world, there's only one church. And yet, Father, the church, the bride of Christ, has in many instances become contaminated, become polluted by political correctness and by the embracing of those things that are abhorrent to you. So we're asking you to penetrate the darkness and penetrate the deception of those religious organizations that have misrepresented the gospel. And, Father, touch the lives of those who have been deceived and who are involved in those religious organizations. But there are some in there, Father, that you have known from eternity past would, at some point in time, come to a knowledge of the truth and receive Christ Jesus as their Savior. So, we're asking you, penetrate the darkness and the deception of those religious organizations that have misrepresented the gospel and are misrepresenting the gospel and deceiving the people. Penetrate it, we pray, and bring those out. Bring those out that you have known from eternity past would at some point in time come to a knowledge of the truth and receive Christ as their Savior. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. All right, now we come to that point in time where we pray for you. We pray for you, we pray for one another. Here's what I want you to do. For the next 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, I want you to lay before the Lord what you really, truly would like to see him do in your life, your family. This is about you. You and your relationship with the Lord. You and your situation. Concerns, things about which you're concerned. It could be health, it could be physical, it could be emotional, it could be spiritual, it could be financial, it could be any number of things. But we're going to come together and pray for you. So I want you, the next 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, I want you to state to the Lord clearly, precisely, what you would like to see him do in your life, in your family. So pray that right now, and I'll be back in a moment, and we'll pray it together. While you're at it, you may as well ask God to do big things. Lay big things before him. It's okay to, he's big God. He's Jehovah God. Lay out big things. Make your prayer request, big prayer request. Things that only God can do. Do it. Lay those things out before him that only God can do. Pray it now. In Psalm 66:19, the psalmist said, "But verily God hath heard me, he hath attended to the voice of my prayer." That's what you want. So in the few moments before we pray together, lay out your need before the Lord. Lay out your prayer request. We're getting ready to pray for you now. Be closing out your prayer and pray for others involved in this contra prayer. Ask the Lord to hear the prayers of all those involved in this contra prayer. I'm going to be along in a moment and I'm going to pray for you. I will join the ranks of those who are praying as we pray for you. God, we come before your throne collectively and corporately. And we come before your throne on behalf of all these involved in this contra prayer. And Father, there are needs within the body of Christ, needs that only you can meet. Father, there are financial needs. There are domestic needs. There are physical needs. There are all kind of needs, Father. And so we come before your throne asking you to consider every need. Receive every prayer, Father God. And Father God, we ask you to move on behalf of these individuals involved in this contra prayer. Whatever their need may be, Father, whether it's domestic, whether it's financial, whatever it may be, physical, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let faith arise. In the name of Jesus, we bless each individual involved in this concert of prayer. And we ask you to hear their prayer. Father, we are agreeing with them. Your word says, if any two of you will agree as touching anything on earth, it shall be done of my Father which is in heaven. And we are coming into agreement with these with their prayer request. And we're asking you to touch that body, touch that marriage, supply that need, bring that comfort, bring that peace, restore that joy, restore that family. Father God, do what only you can do. You are Jehovah God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And nothing is too difficult for you. Nothing is too difficult for you, Father God. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. And grant that these involved in this concert of prayer can in the days to come acknowledge that Jehovah God, my Heavenly Father, heard my prayer. He heard my prayer. He received my prayer. He entertained my prayer. And he answered my prayer. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. Well, thanks once again for joining us in our concert of prayer. Till we get a chance to do this again, be ever so blessed. Be ever so blessed.